something in Baptist history each morning, and great story to tell this morning, and some of you know the story, but we just had a presentation from Dr. Gambrell, I believe it was Thursday night, and he's the director of Fundamental Worldwide Baptist Missions, and that's not part of our story, but since William Carey, how many hundreds of thousands have answered the call of the Lord to go to the foreign field? They've said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And no matter what the trials, no matter what the tribulations, they have endured. Some, we're going to hear today, endured trials and tribulations on the way to the field. But this morning I'm going to talk about a young lady, Florence Allman. Actually, she grew up in Hobart, Indiana. She attended Central Baptist Church there at the time. This would be back in the 1930s, 1920s. And she attended Moody Bible Institute. Lord called her as a single lady to go to French Equatorial Africa, which is now, I think, Central African Republic. But she did, and she served the Lord there for a term. She returned home to Indiana for a year of furlough, and then in March of 1941, she said goodbye to her family and friends, and she went to New York and boarded a ship to go back to Africa. The ship she boarded now, well, 1941, so at this time, March of 1941, we are not at war yet, but Europe is at war. And Europe is at war, and that means that in the Atlantic, German submarines, U-boats, are patrolling. And so it's a very dangerous trip back to Africa. She boarded the Zamzam on March 21st, 1941. When they got on the ship, unbeknownst to them, the British captain made a decision, and he had all the windows painted over with black paint. The flag was taken down. Everything was blacked out. And so they could try to make it across the ocean invisible, as invisible as they could be. They were going to go to Brazil first, which they did. They picked up a few more people. But again, the interesting about the ship was there were 201 passengers, and 144 of them were missionaries. Many of them children of missionaries. There was at least one lady with six children. Her husband wasn't. He may have been back on the field still, and she had her six children with her, ranging from teenagers down to just a few years old. And so, 144 missionaries, and they made their way to Brazil, and then they made their way across the ocean to where they're going was Cape Town in Africa. Her thought was to get to Cape Town, and she would take a steamer up to Central Africa, where she was serving the Lord there. When you're a blacked out ship, you're in grave danger of either side firing on you because nobody really knows who you are. And everything went well until April 17th. They were 2 days away from Cape Town, and she said later that just a terrible vibration rocked the ship, screams of shells as they were fired on by a German raider. The German captain said later he realized it was a blacked out ship, and so he assumed his job was not to attack warships but to attack merchant ships, and so he assumed that it was an enemy ship. It actually was technically under the flag of Egypt, which would have been one of our allies, but he was right. It was, to him, it was an enemy. And he fired on that ship and just obliterated that ship. Well, these two ladies, Miss Allman and her two roommates, they hurriedly dressed when the boat was, tilting and beginning to go in the water. They grabbed their money belts, which contained passports and documents, and they grabbed the life preservers and ran onto board. The shells were flying everywhere. Only three shells hit the ship, but that was enough to sink her eventually. When they got in the lifeboat, they found that, first of all, the Germans had riddled the lifeboats with machine gun fire. So the lifeboats, the people would get in the lifeboats began to sink. They would jump out of lifeboats. Miss Allman said she didn't know how to swim. She went to her lifeboat. It was riddled with gunfire. She just feel like, it was filling with water, of course, and she didn't know how to swim. She thought, well, the only thing I can do is to jump overboard. There's nothing else to do. I'll be in the water anyway. So she did. And she said, as she jumped in the water, she said, Lord, I'll be seeing your face today, Lord Jesus. And she jumped in the water. She thought for sure she was just going to die. She said, I wasn't alone. God was there in the water. Underneath were his everlasting arms. I felt his presence really real. And after a time in the water, she was able to find a lifeboat that was not sinking, and she just clung to the side on her to keep her head above the water. Well, so everybody's in the water. All 200 passengers are in the water or on some of these old boats, some that a few that were not sinking. And all of a sudden, they hear the engine of the German raider ship coming at them. And out of the mist is the ship comes upon them, all the sailors lining the edge of the ship with their machine guns trained on these people. The lady with the six kids, the six children, her testimony is that she told the children, she said she's had them all in the water, and her story is very interesting, but she had them all in the water, and they were like almost like a mother duckling. She's herding them through the water, and she's talking to them, and her daughter later said, children, swim hard and remember how much Jesus loves you. And that kept the children, she said. It was just a wonderful moment in their family's life. But these sailors had their machine guns trained on them. And you'll have to come back next week and see what happened. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought I was on my bus for a minute. All of a sudden, the German soldiers, the machine guns, unbeknownst to them, were for the sharks that were in the water. The German captain, his name was Captain Bernard Rogue. Interesting story. He's a godly Christian man, evidently. He sees all these women and children in the water, and he thinks of his own family back at home. And God just dealt with his heart, and he wasn't going to machine gun them to death. He sailed up. They began pulling these people out of the water. Not one person died that day. They were all pulled out of the water. It's an interesting story. That German captain was a Christian man. He led the church services on the boat with his men, just a good man. And he picked up everybody out of the water. The next day they were transferred to another ship, and for a month they were prisoners of war. And then they were eventually taken back to, it's a long story, but they were taken back to German-occupied, I believe, Spain, and they were there. They eventually, all of them, made it back to the United States safe and sound. Miss Allman will return to the Central African Republic after the war and serve the Lord there. You can actually see articles about this. Actually, movies have made of this and books written on this story. But just a wonderful story of God watching over his people and really in a situation that a wartime could have ended very differently and just been one of the very, very sad stories of the war. And, I want to thank the Lord for missionaries, their call, the call that they answer to follow the Lord. And in this story, this young lady and many of her missionary friends were in grave danger even before they got back on the field. And just a wonderful story about the Zamzam. One of the hymn histories that we tell, Jesus never fails. These folks would sing as they were in those lifeboats in the water. People said that the hymns that they were all singing together, hymns in the water, and Jesus never fails is the chorus that. Many remember was that they sang over and over, and Jesus didn't fail. And we want to thank the Lord for this wonderful story and how God preserved and took care of his people in this very difficult time.